Our next guest, I need to get this story. I needed to get this story when I saw it on Yahoo Sports earlier this weekend. I saw a picture tweeted out of Joel Ward being airlifted out of a washroom stall. He joins us now. Joel, what the hell happened?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Hey, for the record, I was going to ask you about your power play. For what it's worth, Joel, I was going down the power play, but if you want to start washroom story, that's fine with me.
Well, we could go down the landlord, too, but you haven't picked up your trophy yet.
I need to collect my trophy.
Okay, so for those who maybe haven't heard, you guys are in Dallas Saturday night. You're at the team hotel, team breakfast, correct?
Yep, team breakfast. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Breakfast time.
So after... Yeah.
Had you eaten yet?
Yes.
I just eaten. You know that feeling?
Yep.
Yeah. You know that after a funnel cake at Wonderland?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Nice. So I kind of had one of those moments. Went to the bathroom, basically, normal routine, morning breakfast. Pulled the door behind me. As I was done, I kind of flipped the lock, and all of a sudden, it just kept spinning, and it just didn't catch the bolt. So at first, you're kind of like, let me try it again, flick it around. All of a sudden, again, it just kind of kept spinning. Then I kind of panicked mode started again, so I knew I was in trouble.
And then
I had one of my teammates call Alsner. I actually had my phone with me, thank goodness, and I kind of tweeted him, said, hey, I need some help in the bathroom here.
You got stuck in the washroom at the Dallas Hotel the morning of the Stars game Saturday.
Yeah, morning of before pregame skate.
Okay.
I was in there for about a solid 40 minutes, I think.
What? 40 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, they called maintenance. The maintenance guy came in. He thought he could do it. He couldn't get the bolt done. Basically, the Dallas SWAT team came in a couple of minutes later, and there was just a crowd in there, and I was stuck.
40 minutes.
Of course, the boys come in there snapping photos. Of course, they're all, giving it to me, obviously.
Okay. There's so many questions. At what point did you think, I'm just busting this thing down?
Yeah. You know what? Well, every 2 minutes, a guy would come in and be like, okay, 30 seconds, just wait it out. We got you out. So I'm kind of sitting there like, okay, no problem. Next guy comes in, no go. And then kind of just kept going. So I kind of waited it out, no problem. Next guy, can't get it done. And then finally, one guy just kind of gave me a ladder. And I kind of had to hop on the ladder. He passed it underneath. I kind of hopped on, and the boys kind of Superman carried me out.
Okay, so in summary, they slid you a step ladder underneath the stall.
Yeah.
You get up on the step ladder. Yeah. And whose waiting arms did you fall into? Who was it?
John Carlson.
John Carlson. And, okay.
Carl Alsner.
Nice.
Carl actually was good about it. He stuck with me the whole time. He talked you through it. Yeah, he sat there and sang me a few songs while I sat in there, so he was good about it.
What songs was he singing?
All Me by Drake. You knew that one.
Right. Nice.
Yeah. So he was, we were chatting up, cracking a few jokes.
Trapped in a Closet by R. Kelly.
Hold on, man.
Actually, yeah, one of the boys said I should come up with a song. That's good.
Did anyone pass you any Febreze at any point during this?
Was there a courtesy flush?
There was about 400 courtesies.
Okay, good.
Went off. So every time I sit up, the sensor, kept flushing. So we must have been in there for about 30.
No. So it's one of those sensors, right? The automatic.
We're having a chat. I get up. I sit down. Boom. Boom.
This is like the greatest story ever. So, yeah. Do you regret tweeting and not texting Carlson?
I'll be honest with you. I texted him first, and the boys came in and were like, let's just tweet. It was a morning. I had no idea it was going to escalate like this. We were just messing around. I was stuck in the bathroom. Obi comes in, snapping photos. He was getting a kick out of it. And we didn't think anything of it. Next thing you know, I'm at the game, and people got signs up, and now I'm talking to you guys about it.
Signs up. Joel, I saw that pick on Hockey Night in Canada.
You know what? I heard that, too, and I could not believe how it kind of got there. It literally turned like a 30-second joke for us, and then all of a sudden, it was on Hockey Night in Canada for the wrong reason.
Well, no, listen, it's a good story, though. You got out. Everything's fine.
Oh, it wasn't my way of making Hockey Night in Canada.
I think you made it an overtime goal a few years back, too.
Yeah. I was hoping for, like, Don Cherry to give me a plug or something.
a plug.
All right, Joel, listen, finally, we all know this wasn't an accident, and one of your guys purposely did this. So who was it?
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
We know this wasn't an accident, and it was one of your teammates, and they haven't told you. So who's the number one suspect?
I don't know. You got a pretty honest group, I thought.
I don't trust Mike Green, dude. Yeah. I don't trust Greener. I don't.
Nobody's usually up at that time. I was up actually pretty early. It was tough to say. I obviously wasn't Carl because he was there with me the whole time. Chimera would have been a guy that I would actually point fingers to right away, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Jason Chimera, okay.
This is among the greatest story. Like, we often close our show with the story of the day. I think not only do you have the trophy that we are holding for you now that all of Canada can see on Sportsnet 3, like, forget Hockey Night in Canada. You've made Sportsnet 360 with your trophy. The landlord locked in the closet, I think, is a great way to close this out. So anytime you want to come in and pick up this trophy, or maybe we send it to Washington, and we'll have to have you on to defend your title. But by the way, one of the Dragon's Den dude is 4-0 going into tonight.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's he got?
He's on the Falcons. Nine and a half. Wow.
9.5 Falcons. So that's going to be the leader right now.
Yeah, that's our clubhouse leader.
Oh, that's a big time clubhouse.
And he might go perfect.
Yeah.
And this is an important trophy.
I'll get that back.
All right.
Let me know what week I'm on. I'll get that back.
All right. Sounds good. Joel, we're glad everything's okay.
Yeah, we are. All kidding aside.
And hopefully you can one day pin this on Jason Chimera.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks for having me, boys.